Welcome, ladies, to our Naomi's Table Bible study in the book of Ephesians. Bible study teacher Beth Seifert has today's lesson. And, of course, don't forget the Bible study notes and questions to help you dig deeper. Those can be found on our website, naomistable.com. Let's open up God's Word and begin.
Well, today, ladies, we are in day 5 of our study through the book of Ephesians, and today we're going to be in chapter 2, verses 11 through 22. I've titled this lesson, "And the Wall Came Tumbling Down." If you have your Bibles, go ahead and open to Ephesians chapter 2, verses 11 through 22. "Therefore, remember that at one time you Gentiles in the flesh, called the uncircumcision by what is called the circumcision, which is made in the flesh by hands, remember that you were at that time separated from Christ, alienated from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers to the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus, you who were once far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ. For he himself is our peace, who has made us both one and has broken down in his flesh the dividing wall of hostility by abolishing the law of the commandments expressed in ordinances, that he might create in himself one new man in place of the two, so making peace, and might reconcile us both to God in one body through the cross, thereby killing the hostility. And he came and preached peace to you who were far off, and peace to those who were near. For through him we have both access in one Spirit to the Father. So then, you are no longer strangers and aliens, but you are fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God, built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone, in whom the whole structure, being joined together, grows into a holy temple in the Lord. In him you also are being built together into a dwelling place for God by the Spirit." Okay, so I'm pretty sure that most people know this, but just in case, I don't want to take this for granted. One of the big differences between the Jews and the Gentiles was circumcision. God told the Jews to circumcise their sons on the 8th day of their lives, and they did that. It was an outward sign of the Jews being set apart, an action that men performed because God commanded it. Jews today still circumcise their boys, but they aren't the only ones who do, so it's not as much of a sign of being separate or kept apart. So verse 11 reminds those who are Gentiles by birth that they were once very much separated and not allowed near God. They had no hope and were without God. In fact, if you converted to Judaism, you had to be circumcised if you were a male, even if you were an adult, and they didn't have anesthesia. "At one time, we were all the same. We were all separated from Christ. We were all dead in our sins. Remember yesterday? Also, we who were not part of Israel were separated from being part of God's chosen people. Israel was set apart from the rest of the world, and Israel was a very small group of people. They were never a large or threatening nation. The only threat that they posed was because they belonged to God, period. But at one time, every individual on earth, whether men of Israel or Gentiles, was separated from Christ. All of them. We were all strangers to the promise of eternal life because that only comes with Christ. We were all without hope when we were without Christ, and we were without God in the world. But not anymore. Now, in Christ, no longer are we separated regardless of whether we are Jews or Gentiles. In Christ, we are brought near by his blood. He is our peace. He has united what was once two separate peoples. He's broken down the wall of hostility by abolishing the commandments. Christ unified the world in unifying the body of believers, both the Gentile and the Jew. He preached to those who are far off and near, and the message he brought was one of peace in him, only in him. In Christ there was a new race, so to speak, with the old division of Jew and Gentile being destroyed. In this way, as members of the body of Christ, we can have peace with our brothers and sisters in Christ. Remember, ultimately, Christ came to bring peace between man and God. Part of his work, however, and his headship, results in unity in the body of his body, regardless of age, race, socioeconomic status, or whatever other distinction you can find. There's an interesting note here. In the Jewish temple, there was a wall that marked the farthest that the Gentiles could go in. Thus, a Gentile could enter the temple, but not all the way in. A Jew, however, could go all the way, except to the Holy of Holies. Only the high priest was allowed there. And a Jew would be on the other side of that wall. So the image of tearing down walls is a very apt one, and one that Paul's readers would have understood very clearly. So through the Holy Spirit who dwells in us, we have access to the Father. We're no longer strangers and aliens to God, but we are fellow citizens and members of God's household. We are part of the household that boasts as its foundation the apostles and prophets of Christ, and the cornerstone, the thing that ties them all together, that is the line by which we measure the foundation and base everything on it, is Christ. We are being built together into a dwelling place for God by the Spirit. Again, it isn't about us. We are being used for His purpose to be His dwelling place, not so that we can be known among the nations as really neat people, but so that our Father might be known and His glory revealed through our lives, as the world sees how we, broken and wounded as we are, can be brought to life in Him. The law was the dividing wall which Christ has destroyed and made powerless, both by fulfilling the law and by removing believers from the law's condemnation. The law still works to condemn men, ladies. It still shows us ever so clearly how we can't save ourselves, how we need a Savior. When we see Christ, we see that He fulfilled that law, paying the penalty for our sins, and that He also removed our need to satisfy the requirements of the law. We couldn't satisfy those requirements anyway, but with Christ, we no longer have this huge chasm between ourselves and God, because He, our great high priest, is interceding for us to God and interceding for God to man. And He does this perfectly in ways that no human ever could. Our purpose is to draw near to God and to enjoy Him forever, glorifying Him. And that was made possible when Christ died on the cross. Before that, we couldn't get close to God. Men relied on human intercessors who brought polluted offerings to God. They were polluted because the men doing the offering were sinners too, so the offerings were never done in perfection. After His death and the unification that He wrought, all believers are now united under this. As a result, being part of the visible church of Christ, our Savior, isn't really optional for believers. We're being built into His holy temple. And that's not a subtle thing, ladies. This isn't a pray to prayer once, living my life how I want to since I prayed that prayer kind of a thing. Now, I'm not saying that how you serve God will be flashy, but remember, we are called to help build the body of Christ, and you can't do that if you aren't a part of the body of Christ. How can you minister to the needs of those in the body if you never set foot into a church? How can you be identified with Christ if you don't care for His people? Please don't misunderstand me. Being in church doesn't make you a Christian any more than being in a garage makes you a car. However, if you are in Christ, you'll want to be in church with other believers to encourage and lift each up and to come alongside each other when you struggle, and to have them come alongside of you when you struggle as well. Isn't it amazing to see all the effort that God put forth to ensure our salvation and inheritance? There are nuances to our salvation that we couldn't grasp or foresee, but God did. God saw all that was necessary, and He made provision for those issues, every single one of them. We were separated from Christ. Christ brought us into Him. We were separated from God's chosen people. Christ broke down the barriers that were in existence. We were strangers to the promise of eternal hope. We are now members of His household. We were without hope. He brought us hope in an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade. We were without God in the world, and now we have God dwelling inside of us in His Holy Spirit. We didn't even realize how miserable our state was without Christ. But when we are in Christ, we can see how much better it is to be in Him. The time is coming when the world is going to push harder against Christ followers, when aligning yourself with Him will mean aligning yourself fully against what the world loves. We have to remember that our hope is secure in Him, that whatever comes in this world is temporal, and though it may hurt in ways we don't really get, It all pales in comparison to the amazing inheritance that we have as sons and daughters of the living God. My questions for us to ponder today are these. Where is your foundation? What is your capstone? Are you building your life on Jesus Christ? On His teachings? All of His teachings? And are you united? Are you able to come together for a common purpose with fellow true believers? Now, ladies, there will be those who call themselves believers but aren't, and that's not what I'm talking about here. We're called to be united, to correct each other in love when needed, and to come together as a body, to work together to glorify God and to further the gospel. Are you allowing God to shape you, to join you together to His body, or are you isolating yourself? Perhaps even while you sit through church every Sunday, you draw farther and farther from real relationships with the body of believers. How are you contributing to the needs of the body that God has placed you within? Are you serving? If not, why not? Even if you're not physically able to serve, can you smile at that mom struggling with her 4 kids and just let her know that you see her effort and offer a prayer for her? Christ died to bring peace between you and God and to create for Himself a holy temple joined in the Lord. Are you letting Him shape you for His purpose? Ladies, you can find the notes to this study under the Bible Studies tab on the website naomistable.com, day 5. And the wall came tumbling down.